guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It absolutely doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this morning to the OPT Network. And you know what, DC? The network is steadily expanding across the country. So we're welcoming so many people, Hawaii, California, New York.
Chi-Town. Los Angeles.
Oh, man. People from
NYC, New York.
Yeah, it's Monday. And you know what? It feels great if you're just getting your morning started. It's August the 6th. It's 7:36 a.m. And you know what? As I was thinking and we were thinking about today's show, you know, every single Monday, DC, we come on and we try to encourage people about Mondays. And so yesterday, as we were preparing, we started saying, what is it? What is it that drags people down so badly on Mondays? I mean, most of the people are dragging on Monday and just dreading Mondays. And so you know what we said? We said we have got to change the mentality and the mindset of what Monday looks and feels like. You wait for Friday. We can't wait for it to get here. I mean, you just feel like the crescendo effect as Friday is approaching. People get happier. They get more lighthearted. Things just start to get better as the week is ending. Well, we said, you know what? Since it's probably a mindset, we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
And we need to try to help people change their Mondays. And then this morning, in my quiet time, you know, I got, there needs to be a refilling. You see, what happens is we go through our week and we work and we're stressed and we deal with all the rigors of what has happened during the week. And then on the weekend, we party or we do whatever it is that pleases us on the weekend or during the weekend. And then when we get to Monday, we're just burnt again. And so we really, really have to start changing our minds. And then I just got in my spirit, remember when you felt the same way? And I was like, yeah, and it wasn't that long ago. And I felt that way because in large part, I was unhappy about where I was. And so this morning, we're going to really, really be focusing on how to defeat self-sabotage and how you can get what you really want in life. And when we talk about it, you're going to say, you know what? That's absolutely right. It's absolutely basic, and I can absolutely do that. And so this morning, we want you to listen with your best ears. And we want you to think about getting refilled this morning. Everything that was taken out, start refilling yourself. Because you see, when you give and give and give, and you give to the point of emptiness, you have to be refilled or refueled. And a lot of times you can do that on Sunday morning, wherever you worship or whatever it is that you do that gives you a spiritual sense of well-being helps. But if you get refueled on Sunday and you just let that word or that inspiration or that worship or whatever it was that just did it for you, if you let it fall to the ground, then it does you no good for Monday. So what good does it do to get refueled on Sunday if you let it slip for Monday? And the question this morning is, are you in a self-defeating, self-sabotaging mode and don't even know it? It's a serious big question. And as we were getting ready and as we were researching and hearing what psychoanalysts and psychologists had to say about it, very basic, very interesting. And we believe that you can change anything by changing not only your thinking, but by changing what's coming out of your mouth. So if you're dragging in this Monday morning,
you're in drudgery and you just may not be saying negative things, but you're feeling them, I want to say, shake yourself right now. Get a little bit of gratitude, and we're going to give you some tips that are going to absolutely make you start to think differently. And see, you know, you can take the tips, just like on Sunday morning. You can take the word, and you can get all invigorated about it and do nothing with it, or you can take the word and the suggestions and the things that have worked for others, and you can start to utilize them. And when you start to use them, even though you may not see them work today, tomorrow, next week, next month, it's a process. When you start to change what's coming out of your mouth, you're going to see it's going to change the atmosphere. Not only is it scriptural, it's just the principle of law. It's the principle of law, the nature, and the universe. The principles just work, whether you're a believer or not. Now, if you're a believer, I mean, that's just icing on the cake, DC.
You got to have that relationship.
You do. You have to have that relationship.
And I tell you, we're just, you know what?
What?
I was just thinking, and I was over here meditating while you were talking, and I was saying, why are we so up this morning? You know why I think we're up is because we missed church Sunday before last,
uh-huh.
And we didn't get that refilling.
Yeah.
And it's like when we went yesterday, we just got so refilled.
Right.
It's almost like we just got poured into.
Right. And you know what? We missed the two Sundays, actually, because Deuce and them were playing, you know, they were playing Little League Baseball.
Oh, yeah. We were running on empty. That's what it is. It seems like we've been running on empty.
Wow.
Because we hadn't been to church. And it really just dawned on me what it was, because we go to church and we get refilled with the word and how to go about our daily lives and just, you know, that food. Faith food.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, you know, Pastor Greg brought it home. And I'm telling you, I just feel like
revitalized,
a new man.
Huh?
A new man.
And you know what was even better about it is that things that God had been speaking into our spirits were confirmed.
Absolutely.
In a huge way.
Absolutely.
On yesterday. And so it really is about a spiritual relationship. And
absolutely.
And having that oneness with God and the universe, that you can just, you get in your spirit what he's speaking to you, and then it's confirmed, but you don't let it fall. You don't let it fall to the ground.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people do. They, you know, they go to a conference, or they go to church, or they go, you know, they go someplace, and
right.
And then they let it fall to the ground.
Absolutely, absolutely. They sort of get what the person meant to give to them, and then they go out and the enemy will just take that right from them and just tell them, you know. And that's why we have to speak back to the devil.
Tell
you, that's not going to work for you.
Right.
But, you know, so much of what he said was saying yesterday about knowing who your source is. Knowing that your source is not this company or that company or this person or that person or, you know, these people, I work for them, they're my source. My source is really God. And Kenneth Hagin says in his book, when we look at others as our source, we really say to God that we don't trust and we don't have faith in you. And you got to have faith to get whatever it is you desire.
Right. And I think, DC, for a lot of people, that's where the self-sabotage comes into play. Right. That's really where it starts. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. Y'all, this is a powerful, deep conversation for Monday. And you know what? I believe, we believe, this is going to be a game changer if you allow it to be. Stay on point. Stay with us. We're back after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox, 200 names, or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team are in Rapides Parish to serve you. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. 487-1881. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her incredible team at Be Unique. You can phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, and here's the number. It's 318-442 7204. It doesn't matter if you're looking for great styles, healthy hair, natural look, braids, whatever it is, Be Unique Hair Salon and Nora Clayton can get it done and get on point for you and your hair. Again, 318-442-7204. I tell you what, every single day that we come to work, we feel so blessed. But this morning, I think, DC, and this weekend, I believe we just had some great revelation. We did what we always love to do on the weekends. We woke up very, very, very early Saturday morning, too early to even mention. And DC and I just had sort of a date day, just DC and I on the lake. Beautiful, beautiful time. And, we do. We talk a lot about the show and a lot about what we'd like to present and what we'd like to help our listeners with. And as we help our listeners, we also help and encourage ourselves. And we believe that this is an incredibly important conversation because we've already gotten text messages from people already. Thank you guys for texting in. And we're talking about how to defeat self-sabotage and how to get what you really, really want in life. And this morning, we wake up really, really early every morning, and DC goes to his quiet place, and I go to my quiet place. And when we finish, we come back, and we really just share what God has put on our hearts. And a lot of times, we know that that is something that we really want to share with our listeners because we believe that, especially when he gives it to both of us, that it's something that's so strong that people just need to hear it. And I have been asking God for I don't know how long, why is Monday so hard for people? Why does Monday have such a bad rap? And this morning, it was just as clear as a bell to me that people need DC to be refilled. And there's not enough refilling going on. We get so busy with our kids, our careers, our kids' activities, life.
So would that be the same as people operating with the old anointing?
Yes, I think it would be. When you're operating in the same old anointing and you're not getting a fresh anointing, then nothing different happens. And when nothing different happens, it almost stays stagnant. And you feel stuck in that repetitive motion. And that's when people start getting discouraged, like they're just going, DC, through the motion and not really living life. It's like being on a hamster wheel. You're just going round, round, and round, and round. Nothing different happens.
No joy.
No joy. No peace. And really the word that went forth yesterday was so incredible. And maybe we're excited.
Yes, it was.
Maybe we're excited too, DC, because we didn't tell people that Deuce Christmas got baptized on yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And it was just a big day for our family. Now, Deuce is 12 years old, and some people might say, well, that's a little bit old. But we really want him to form his own relationship with God and understand what this process and what this journey of spirituality and putting God first in your life is. And when we had that family conversation, he said, I'm ready. And so yesterday was just really a joyful day for us. But we got so much out of the word, DC, that's going to encourage people about understanding, not just saying, oh, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Oh, I know who my source is. Not just saying all the right catchphrases.
Right.
But really, really living that. And we have been put to the test in that very same area.
Absolutely.
And so for us, it had deep, deep sentiment, deep feeling. And we understand that unless and until you are in a place where you understand that the job you're driving into this morning is not your source, that the people who provide your check or wherever you are or not, you're never going to really see a change, and you're going to always be held in bondage.
Absolutely. the money that you have in your bank account is not your source. That's what we think.
Absolutely. And we really got a really huge revelation about it. And we've known. We've always known. That's and right. You can know a thing, and you can, it can be deep down on the inside, but you really don't practice it because you're living in fear.
Absolutely. And that's why I think church is so important, because a lot of the things that in every church around the country and every church here in Central Louisiana, the good pastors are giving the word that they've been inspired by God to give. And most of the time we've heard it a bunch of times, but it's just like hearing them say it again and refreshing it to us. Now I understand why he says, do not forsake the gathering of people. You know, we need to come together and fellowship together, man. And it's just, to me, yesterday, it just, it boosted me up so much. And it just, I mean, man, church was just, man, it was exhilarating.
It was exhilarating. And let me just say that pastors Greg and Celeste Tejada are probably some of the finest teachers at the Word Christian Center in the country.
Absolutely.
And he has a way of presenting God's word so that your sixth grader or your fourth grader can get it.
Very, very simple.
And so this morning, the question that we want to pose as you're driving in, as you're sitting at your desk listening, or you're on your iPhone listening, is, are you inadvertently, without even knowing, are you self-sabotaging? And if you are, can you be honest with yourself? And so many people know that they have great potential, know that there are things within them that they can do and they should do, but sadly, you're edging yourself out. And you're holding back. And yesterday, when I was sitting in church, I got a word. And it was just not an audible word, but it was just a thought. Are we playing small in our jobs, in our workplaces, in our professions? Are we playing small so that we don't make others feel intimidated or feel uncomfortable? Are we really hiding those things, those gifts, those talents that God has placed within us? And that's a question that each person, I think, has to ask themselves individually. And so I think, just from reading the article, and the article came from Forbes magazine, it says, our intentions are mighty, yet our systems for achieving them are sometimes outdated. So we get stuck in a cycle of perceived powerless and disappointment. And often we feel like we're going backwards. And so we give up altogether. And research is finally showing that the old paradigms of using perfectionism, shame, guilt, and fear don't really do the stellar job of motivating us as we once thought. And so there are a lot of dynamics that are working in self-sabotage. Now, I'm talking to those people, we're talking to those people who have had problems in every area of their career. You get started in a career.
Or family.
Or family, that's right, and family.
And relationships.
And relationships. In all those areas that are really important. And really, they're the six areas, DC. They're spiritual, mental, physical, social, financial, and family. Those people that self-sabotage their diets, their eating plans, their exercise. Who would you say?
I know about that.
That's right. Those people that self-sabotage their spirituality. They get offended by the church and they stop going. Really, that's sabotaging yourself. That's like drinking poison and hoping that the people that offended you die, and it doesn't ever happen. And so the article goes on to say, and the expert in the article is Dr. Carol Dweck. She's a PhD And she's written the book, a very powerful book. It's called Mindset. And, you know, we talk about that all the time, changing your mind, changing what you're thinking, and changing what's coming out of your mouth. And so I begin to think about those people that every relationship they get in is failed. And for a lot of people, DC, in those relationships, it is hard to look at yourself. And DC and I were having this very conversation on yesterday. And he said, Carlette, sometimes instead of looking at the totality of the situation, you only look at what I did or what someone else did. Sometimes you don't look at what did I do to cause this. And so when we get into these deep conversations, it makes me say, is he right? And the truth does hurt. But if you're open to information, this could be a tough conversation for people to have, do you see? But if they could just really let the guard down and just open up to, do I do that? Am I like that? Have I been doing that? Maybe it will perpetuate change. If you've been in a relationship that has failed time and time again, you just don't have great luck in the relationships. Well, maybe the common denominator is you. Maybe there are some things that you have done that have sabotaged those relationships. But one of the things that she said is that you have to get honest about your MO.
Yeah.
Your MO is your modus operandi. I got to take a break here. But y'all, this is so deep for a Monday morning. But I believe it's going to boost your day, your week, your month, your year. Stay on point. We'll be right back.
High school sweethearts. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife forever for life. I remember how we made our way. A little patience, the times we prayed. Imagine that this love is through. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made so long ago.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. We hope that your morning is up and getting started on the right foot. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, Davis One Stop. It doesn't matter if you're going north or south on Highway 71. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Stop at Davis One Stop. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining us this morning, we're talking about why Mondays are so challenging, so tough. And everybody at some point or another faces the toughness and the sort of dread of Monday. Well, we read a really, really great article and we wanted to share it this morning. It says how to defeat self-sabotage so you can get what you really want. And the article came out of Forbes magazine and it was written by Susan Falcone. And there's some great information in the article. And in her book, Mindset, Dr. Carol Dweck, she says that your chances for successful change rely less on your ability and your circumstances, DC, and more on your belief system and how you believe things can or will change. I'm going to say that one more time because I thought that was so powerful. Your ability, successful change relies less on your ability and your circumstances and more on your belief system and how you believe things can or will change. And she says this, essentially, she puts it in two different groups, DC, those with a fixed mindset and those with a growth mindset. And that really just triggered something in me. That said, when your mindset, DC, is fixed, that's like that old saying, that old adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Your mind is so fixed that you won't allow any newness in. You won't allow for anything different.
Right.
And we have we been there?
Absolutely.
You know where?
Because it's we're comfortable in the things mm-hmm. that we know. Mm-hmm. You know, the misery that I know.
Right.
Is more comfortable than change.
Wow, the misery that I know is more comfortable than change. And in our lifetimes, you know, we have, as a couple, and I just use us for lack
and
of.
And let's not forget fear.
And that's going to be one of the next things that we're going to talk about.
Fear is debilitating.
Right. And I put fear up there with one of the most debilitating emotions that there is. Fear is like, it's like that straitjacket that bonds you and holds you and prevents you from doing anything. But in our lifetime, as a couple and as a team, we have experienced that self-sabotage where we go in and we feel like we've got to do it, we've got to fix it, we've got to make it happen. And at the end of the day, you come up with nothing. And the concern in that is that if you sabotage yourself enough, you'll quit trying. And we know people personally, DC, that have sabotaged themselves for so long that now they no longer even try.
Right.
And that's like the bird in the cage that's been caged for so long that when the door finally opens, the bird doesn't fly out. Because of its belief system, it just believes that it's meant to be caged. And so it never really flies free. And so this morning, what we're asking you to do is ponder your mindset. Is it a fixed mindset? Have you just believed that a situation, a circumstance, a relationship, a spiritual part of your life, your diet, your weight, your health, have you just fixed your mind that there's nothing I can do to change it? I've tried everything and nothing has changed it. Well, if you're in that mindset, then you will never reach your full potential. You'll never get those things in which God and the atmosphere, the universe have for you, because your mind has stopped you. No one else, you've stopped yourself. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, DC, is that it's not necessarily the dream stealers and the dream killers. Sometimes we're our own dream stealers and dream killers, and we don't even know it. And that's what she talks about, being honest about your motives. And a lot of people, it's hard to be honest with yourself. And then there's, before we talk about motives, we want to talk about that growth mindset, those people that are always seeking change, always seeking something different, always looking for a new way, and believing that, yeah, I can do that, or seeing the possibility in others. When you look at other people and say, wow, if they did it, maybe I can too. Seeing possibility, and that's what we talk about. Every single day, anything is possible to those who believe. I got to get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about your modus operandi. Out of my
mind. Oh, I'll never hurt you again, girl. I know you deserve a better man. Hey, I was a fool, Emily.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services.
Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Arlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
This segment, everybody, is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Get Wired Satellites, as Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining us on this glorious, glorious Monday morning, we're talking about how to defeat self-sabotage so that you can get what you really want. And not only what you really want, what you really deserve in life. And this was a really, really cool article. And we were talking about your modus operandi, or as it's frequently referred to, your MO, your motives, and being honest with yourself. And you see, for the most part, most people have a real issue with being honest with themselves and what they really want. Because we are a culture and a society that has been programmed, if you will, to say all of the right things at all of the right times to all of the right people, i.e. making your motives really not pure, because it's about acceptance. It's about, will they love me? Will they think I'm good enough? You know, is it a good enough job? And so people get stuck
in lying to themselves. And this is what the psychoanalyst David Krueger is talking about in the article. He talks about the mindsets, the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. And when you allow yourself to come away from that fixed mindset of never changing, never inviting any newness in, then you can move over into growth. And for us, it's a process. And for everybody, it's really a process into growing your thinking and coming out of the box, so to speak, and coming into a new world of thought, a new way of thinking, a new way of processing information. And for many people, if you've never considered it, then how can you do it? How can you make those changes in your own life if you've never even identified that your mind is so fixed that nobody can tell you anything? You know, and you look at people and you look at those successful people and you want what they have, but are we willing to do what they did and what they continue to do to gain and maintain that success? And for many people, I think that that's why we're so broken on our jobs, because you've been at the same place for years and years and years, but yet you've done nothing different. You have not done one thing differently and been allowed yourself to become bound by fear. And once that fear grips a hold, whether it is real or perceived, you stay stuck. You stay stuck in that place, and then you're miserable. And every Monday, you feel the same way that you felt for the last 20 years, but you refuse to do anything differently. And this is a word that we have used often. You refuse, and he uses it in the article, DC, you refuse to shift. And this is what he said. He said, here's the shift in mindset that actually fosters sustainable change. People who have growth mindsets are not inspired by the fear of failure or the promise of success. They believe that the wisdom and success are gained through each experience. And so if they stumble, if they make some mistakes along the way, they believe that the wisdom and the success that are gained through those experiences are going to help to make them better. And so subsequently, each behavioral modification increases their rate of success as they move forward. And I don't know about you, DC, and I don't know about the people that are listening, but it was such a revelation that we keep doing the same things in our lives, in our careers, in our relationships, moving from church to church because that church didn't satisfy you, or that pastor stepped on your foot, or that first lady didn't speak to you, or that member, whatever it is, just moving throughout life, always making an excuse about why you have moved. And you never just stop, put the brakes on, and say, you know, I am the dynamic in every one of these situations. Is it everybody else, or could it be me? And then people like that become an island unto themselves. They get into a world where they feel like it's just me and God. I don't need anybody. Well, the world just simply doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You know, everybody needs somebody. You know?
Right.
And so, I want you to speak to that, because we've been there. We've been in those situations where we've sabotaged things and we thought it was everybody else.
Well, yes. You know, we can go into
self-righteousness.
Self-righteous mode where it's me, me, me.
Mm-hmm, and Lord have mercy, have we been there? Me, me, me,
absolutely.
And I.
Absolutely. You know, the day in and day out of the same old repetition situation, you know, can kind of, you know, it'll put you in a lull.
Right.
You know, where you're actually going to a low and you're just not really receiving properly, you know, and that's why I like our relationship, because we can sort of bounce off of each other. You know, if you go in a low, I can say, what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? It seems like, and vice versa. So, you know, but I can't speak to single people and how they would get through stuff like that. But, you know, well, that's how we do it.
Well, sometimes it has to be, I think, self-talk. You know, you have to begin to talk to yourself about those issues.
What happens is, and Pastor Greg said it yesterday, and I really thought it was great. You know, if I have to police everything that I do,
mm-hmm.
We can rationalize and justify anything that we say to make it right. Mm-hmm. That's why they have, and he said, that's why you have to do things according to the word.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I just do it my way, you know, I'm gonna make everything righteous as it pertains to me versus the rules.
Right.
And that's why they have rules on jobs and governing bodies. They have to have rules in place so that any person won't just decide that because they dreamed it up and justified it to themselves, that's how it should be.
Right. And, you know, you said about singles and even married people. And sometimes I think that's the importance. I was talking to a friend last week, and she's really the first person that I know personally, and I didn't know until she told me, that has a life's coach. And she's married. But a life's coach, somebody that can really be honest with you, that you can give a scenario to, and that will be totally objective. And you don't have to be married. You don't have to, you know, you just need to get with somebody that will be honest with you, because sometimes self-honesty is hard. It's hard to look at yourself. Like, if you have gotten fired from every single job that you've ever been on, at some point, you've got to get some objective person to look at the situation to help you to get an overview of what has happened. Or if every relationship that you've ever been in has failed, then it's time to just stop. You know, if every church that you've ever been at, you've found something catastrophically wrong with it that causes you to move, you gotta at some point stop. Well, why are we having this conversation? We're having this conversation so that you'll begin to at least say, I never thought about it like that. So that it will at least pique something in your brain that will help you to change. See, this show is really about empowering people to live differently, to think differently. Nobody can make you reach and fulfill your potential. And I've said it many times, God is not going to impose his want upon our will. All the great people that we bring in speak to possibility. And this morning, I believe that we've got to speak to see to ourselves. You know, it's time to stop depending on others to motivate, to pump up, you know, to prime the pump, and start looking deeper than the surface. You know, stop just being a surface person that just what's on top. Sometimes this stuff is so far reaching and so deep that it hurts. It hurts, to be honest. But that's where change starts. Gotta take a break here. You're on point. We'll be back.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community.
Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. You can connect with them by logging on to HicksonHasIt.com. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're really trying to encourage people to think differently, to change your mindset from that fixed mindset to that growth mindset, where you begin to grow into your potential, into the fullness and the greatness that God has for each and every person that is listening this morning. And one of the things that the author of the article, Susan Falcone, says is stop trying to be perfect. Ooh. And I asked DC during the break, I said, do you think that men try to be as perfect as women do? I think we hold ourselves up to a level of perfection. And he said, yeah, I think they do, but not as much. That men don't really have as much of a stigma about themselves, I think, about as being perfect as do women. But the article says this. It says, if you have adopted a fixed mindset, chances are you live in or frequently visit the land of perfectionism. It's a huge trap, he says. She says, it's like that weird toy land Pinocchio. When he went from, before he got turned into a donkey, and in his twisted pursuit to become something he wasn't, he turned out to be something else altogether, a rather undesirable outcome. And you know, it turns you into something that you're not. When you try to be perfect, it turns you into something that you're not. And she says that the problem with perfectionism is that you're trying to achieve an undefined and ever-shifting standard. So it's a perfect setup for failure. And in the process of trying to be a quote-unquote winner at whatever you're trying to do, you're creating an unattainable goal and trying to meet something that is unsustainable. Perfectionism creates the perfect conditions, do you see, for self-sabotage. And many, many people have it. And I can only speak from the woman's perspective, but I know for many of us, and I struggle with that. And I just, as I prayed about perfectionism and wanting everything to just be just right, God said, you know what? You don't have to be perfect. You just have to bring your heart. And whatever you do from the heart, he'll make it right. He'll make it work. And so I hope that that's a word for somebody this morning. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be the perfect executive assistant. You don't have to be the perfect worker. You don't have to be, because nobody's perfect, whatever it is that you're doing. But when you bring your heart and you bring your best self, the rest will follow. And I know it is easier said than done. And I do. Some mornings are better than others where, you know, that negative self-talk gets in your brain and it eats away at you. But you've got to replace that negative self-talk with positive things about what the Word says about you, who you are and whose you are. And you've got to really push past all of those negative things that are vying for your attention, and even those negative people that are vying for your attention, especially on Monday morning. You've got to put things in perspective so that you can set yourself up to have a better Monday, DC.
Absolutely. You have to make a decision.
Right. It all starts with the decision. And most people, DC, don't want to make the decision because they're in such a fixed mindset that forever and ever and ever, they have fixated that Monday is going to be horrible.
Absolutely. That can happen. And that really happens to people who are really not in a place that they are happy.
Mm-hmm. Or content.
No contentment. They would really like to be in another place, so they think. You know, the old adage of the grass looks green on the other side, mm-hmm, type of situation. You know, a lot of people are really happy and don't know it.
Huh.
They're really okay with where they are. They like what they're doing. They're just not feeding themselves the right thoughts, the right, they're not going through the proper process.
Mm-hmm. Feeding yourself the right thoughts. I think that that is so powerful and even inspirational. And the question is this, what are you feeding yourself, especially as it pertains to Monday? Now, I'm going to tell you, we've got this incredibly powerful conversation going on. And very surely, very, very surely, I can assure you that you'll take this and you'll say, yeah, that's right. That's exactly me. And then something will happen that will throw all of this out of the window. And then those negative forces will come and say, see, I told you, you can't be positive. Look at this and look at that and look at what happened. And that's when feeding yourself, do you see, the right thoughts.
Right.
That's when that really counts.
And then some people are in periods of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able, you have to be able to be content in that period of waiting, which will end up being a period of transformation. But, you know, we have to stay until it's time. You know, like sometimes we'll get a word from God that we're going to be doing a thing, but the thing is not happening in our time, and we just have to wait until the proper time.
And isn't that the hardest thing to do?
It's the hardest.
Especially if you're at a job that you've been at for years, and you keep saying, just like I did when I was on my job, my season is over. I'd say that every single day, but my season wasn't over until it was over.
Absolutely.
You know? And so when you're in a place.
And what do you do? I mean, how do you, you know, what is the protocol for that type of situation? When you're just, you're in a period of waiting, you know you're bigger than what you seem or what others are saying you are. You know you're more than that and you're bigger than that, you know, but you have to just wait there. How do you not get into that place that we're talking about while you're going through that period of waiting?
Well, you have to keep reminding yourself of what God showed you, what he told you. Yes, you know that bigger, better, greater awaits you. But the problem is waiting for the bigger, better, greater and being anxious. And the word says, be anxious for nothing. And so we get over into anxiety, into fear, the fear of, is it really going to happen? Or maybe it never will happen. So what I had to do, I had to start to write down what God said about me, what he told me personally. That's what I had to do. And I had to remind myself every day that I went into a place that I didn't really want to be. And I loved many parts of what I was doing, but there was something bursting on the inside that I knew needed to be birthed. But it's just like a baby. We don't want our babies born before it's time. They may survive, but it's going to take a lot for them to begin to thrive. So if we just keep it incubated and we keep saying, God, you showed me. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. You know, he said, remind me of what I said to you. And then you just begin to say it. And I promise you, we have done it in our lives with almost everything that has happened in our lives. Sometimes it was a short period of time, and sometimes it took years, but we just kept saying it. We kept saying what we believed that God had shown us.
Right. And then there's those people who are in situations where they have this plan for themselves that's not going to ever come to.
Wow.
And that reminds me of what we heard Miles Monroe say.
Mm-hmm.
There's two plans. There's God's plan, and there's my plan, and my plan doesn't matter.
That's exactly right. Now, that is quite the other side of the coin. Because if you have created a plan that is not of God, nothing but a problem. If you have looked at what somebody else is doing and God didn't put that deep within your belly or deep within your heart.
Right. And you've looked at your natural talent and said,
I can do that.
I can do that because somebody else is doing it. But you don't have the anointing to do that.
Ooh.
That's a problem.
If you are working in an area where you're not anointed, where God has not appointed and anointed you.
Uzzah.
Spirit of Uzzah, doing God's work with the hand of flesh. Y'all, it is going to be, it's going to be like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. And I'm going to tell you, that is a high, high, steep climb.
Kilimanjaro.
DC said they put Kilimanjaro in it. Yeah, it'll kill a man or it'll kill a woman. So this morning, we want you to consider yourself and be honest with yourself and look at what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Am I doing it because I see someone else doing it and I think I can?
And it looks good. It looks good because somebody else is doing it.
Or am I doing it because it is my destiny to be doing
it? Oh. Y'all, that destiny is something about that destiny. And I'm going to tell you, when you're walking in it, you just know that you know that you know that it's going to be great. And you know what word I wrote down yesterday? Sweatless. It's going to be sweatless when you're walking in your destiny. You're not going to have to fight.
That's right. It's just fun to do. It's like it's not even work, like what we're doing here.
Yeah.
This is not even work.
I know. We just can't wait.
I mean, my part is work. Your part is really it's work.
Y'all, it is going to be a great Monday. We want you to, wherever you are right now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to say at your desk or in your car, today is going to be a great Monday.
Great day.
It's going to be a great day.
Great day.
And I am going to walk in my destiny. And I'm not going to stop until I see the manifestation. DC is being so silly this morning.
Walk.
Let's get a break here, everybody. You're on point. It's Monday.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Monday. And let me tell you something. God has so many ways of encouraging us. I can't even tell you how many, but wow. I'm going to tell you one right now. We're sitting here, we're talking about how to defeat self-sabotage. And we have got the most incredible testimony that walks right into the studio. Just walks in.
A walk by.
And I just want to say good morning to our good friend, Trish Desitel. Good morning.
Good morning. I love you guys. Can I tell you that?
We love you too. So talk about, because we pray and we ask God what needs to happen. But this morning you're driving in and what happens?
It started, Carlette, before I drove in this morning, my eyes popped open at 4:30 because I had a dream. And I thought about my dream and I said, I'm going to see Carlette today.
But God puts people in your spirit.
Yes. And what I realized, and when I turned on the radio, was the affirmation that I needed to come here. Mm-hmm. Because I realized that what's happening in my life is that I know exactly what you're talking about, my vision, my destiny, mm-hmm. and I pray for it, and I see that God puts everything in front of me, and I know that He's setting the path for me, but sometimes I don't do my part, Carlette,
mm-hmm.
and that was the dream that came to me today. When I woke up at 4:30, that God said, you know, here's something you prayed for, and mm-hmm. and I've put it in front of you. And then the second half of the dream was telling me, it's here, but you just haven't walked over to pick it up.
Wow.
And so I said, if I go see Carlette, she will tell me, Trish, step out of the boat. I said, if she has to kick me out of the boat, she will.
And how many times have I told you?
A million. So I said, I know it today, but I need to, I don't know, feel Carlette's foot on my butt.
And you know what it is? But you know what it is? It's sisters. And this is what we're trying to create. And I want every person that God has put that vision in your belly. And I talk about birthing because women understand it well. And what God has put forth here is He's put forth this show that He gave a clear mission to encourage, uplift, and enlighten one conversation at a time. But what He did with DC and I was He didn't give us a lot of money. We're not people that can boast of means. This happened simply because we stepped out of the boat. We didn't know what would be when we stepped out of the boat. And see, God says, I'm going to use you guys as a paradigm. Not that we're so great, not that none of those things, but He says, I'm going to use your obedience to encourage everyone that will. He said, if you're willing and obedient, not just willing, but willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. That is for all. I use the crops, and I'm getting so full talking about it. I use the crops in our backyard and in our great little town of Cheneyville. And as we're traveling to go fishing, and there's land, Trish, and there's land, my sister and brother friends, everywhere. He said, the harvest, it's plentiful, it's plenteous, it's much. He said, the laborers are few. We're so busy pulling each other down that we don't realize that there's enough harvest for all. God is not going to make you get out of the boat, Trish. That's why He sent you here this morning. If this word was only for you, then our job this morning is complete.
Well, I know it's not just for me, but when I turn on the radio some mornings, it's like you and I having a conversation, just like you and I are sitting here having a conversation right now. And there's like all these people out there listening to us. But what it is you and I having a conversation here. It's like they're you know, but they're feeling your energy, and just like I felt it this morning, and I knew I was coming here, and it was affirmed to me.
And what that energy is, it is the anointing of God. And we're going to have this powerful author on that talks about heaven and back. And she talks about being used by God. I understand that what we do, that DC and I are just ambassadors. We're just vessels that God has chosen to use. And I said it last week, if God can speak through an ass, if he can use a donkey, he can use anybody. So I never get it twisted that we're so great. I feel honored every single morning. And that's why we spend a lot of time seeking God about what he wants his people to hear, because we know that every word out of our mouth, we hope and believe, God, that it will be pleasing to him and pleasing in his eyesight. And I'd say to you, Trish, and I say to every person that is pregnant that won't go into the birthing room, that until you step out of the boat, when DC and I stepped out of the boat, we had nothing. We didn't have a huge savings account to fall back on. We just stepped out, and God said, trust me. And then he said that even the sponsors that we are so grateful for, they're not your source. I am. When I give you the vision, I am solely responsible for the provision. I just need you to do what he told Abraham. He said, go and I'll show you. What if Abraham wouldn't have went? He said, I'll make you the father of many nations. He didn't have any kids.
He couldn't see it.
He couldn't see it. My wife is, how she's going to have some babies? Go and I will show you. And I know we're so probably out of time, but I will say this. To you, Trish, because you have inspired us this morning. And I will say to every person that has self-sabotaged themselves that DC and I, since we started this venture, how long ago, DC? In 2008, we have never missed a meal. We have never been late on a bill. We have had all of our needs met. We're given thousands of dollars out of our own pocket, literally. And we believe, God, that we're going to give ourselves rich. And every time God says give, it doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. We're going to give and we're going to trust God, because we trust that his word is true and that he cannot lie. So I would say to you, and I would say to every person listening, take that word. Know that he's not any respecter of person. Know that what we're doing is no greater than the next. And that we, as long as God gives us this forum, we will continue to encourage people to find their potential and to live in it. Because God has a need for what he has put in your heart. He has a need for it. And unless and until you get out of the boat, nothing will happen. You will continue to be frustrated. You will continue to wonder, what if? So trust God. Trust the process. And thank you. I love you. We love all of you so much. I'm going to tell you, you just don't know. Those are not just catchphrases and words. We love you because we feel the love back. You tell us every time we see you. But God loves you even more than that. That's not just something that we say. God loves you even more than your mother and your father, your natural given parents. He loves you even more than that. So what we've all got to do is we've got to love ourselves and be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, y'all, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing us into your home, your cars, your offices. Thank you. Purpose in your heart today to have a great Monday. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Monday. We'll see you right back here on Tuesday.